We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My Twitter timeline is just say spicy, interesting. Welcome back. Zach and Christian here on Sports Talk. And a lot of LSU fans are rubbing my nose in it. It's fine. I was peacocking a little bit last week.
You were.
But I still don't buy the idea that Paul Maneri should be run out of town because of they've lost to Florida State. Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com, joining us now, and I'm sure Kendall is rolling his eyes as well at that notion.
Man, are we still going through this?
It's ridiculous, Kendall. I mean, honestly.
God. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of speechless. When you get to the Super Regional, I mean, it's not like this is easy. Yeah, ask top seed to UCLA. They lose to a 3 seed in Michigan in the Super Regional. It's not easy, people.
Kendall, should LSU fans – I know Skip Bertman set a ridiculously high expectation, but given the landscape of college baseball, how it's – there's so much parity in it, should LSU fans adjust their expectations to ultimately, hey, host a regional, potentially host a Super Regional, host a regional every year, host a Super Regional every other year with a trip to Omaha probably every 3 to 4 years and have a shot at winning a national title? Not the Omaha or bust, or not the national championship or bust mentality.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with having Omaha's expectation. I guess my thing would be is have the realization that it's really hard to do these days. I mean, even Skip Bertman will admit that it's a different time than when he was the head coach there. When he was the head coach there, there were probably, I don't know, I'd say 15 or 16 programs who really you could look at and go, those programs spend a lot of money on baseball. And now with the programs like Coastal Carolina showing everybody the roadmap as a mid-major, that's not the case anymore. I mean, you probably have upwards, I would say, more like 60 or 70 programs who make a pretty strong investment in the baseball. So it's just a different landscape. And I think if you're an LSU fan, I have zero issue with having Omaha's expectation. If that's what the team's expectation is, that's what the fans' expectation should be. But to want someone fired for getting to a Super Regional and losing, to me, is just silly. You know, obviously, LSU needs to get things kind of figured out on the pitching side. I mean, obviously, when you look at what they've done the last couple of years, just way too many injuries and things like that. So whether it's training or what, they need to figure out what the issue is there. But otherwise, I feel pretty good about this team moving forward. I mean, look at next year with, you know, it's very encouraging to see Devin Fontenot throw the way he threw last night. Obviously, they'll get Cole Henry back, Landon Marceau. LSU is not going anywhere despite losing some position guys. But from an expectation standpoint, no issue with expecting Omaha, but also with the realization that, hey, if we don't get to Omaha, we're not a bunch of losers. Our coach isn't terrible. It's just, you know, that's college baseball.
Just look at Louisville to further your point. I mean, the Cardinals going to Omaha for the second time in 3 seasons and fifth time under 11-year skipper Dan McDonald. Prior to his arrival in 2007, the Cardinals reached the World Series, College World Series, one time between 1996 and 2006. So it just goes to show you how programs are really starting to invest in their programs.
And Mike Martin, 40 years of 41 seasons, a guy does not have a single national championship. It is not easy, people.
Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com. Speaking of, as we sit here and kind of defend Paul Maneri, do you second guess that decision to pitch to Drew Mendoza last night?
So, you know, it's interesting. I had somebody ask me that earlier. And so my initial thought on it, guys, was kind of I could go either way. But, you know, I've reached out to a lot of pitching coaches and a lot of different people around the game. Just kind of get a feel for what everybody thinks. You know, I don't think my opinion is the gospel, so I'm just always curious. And I'll tell you what, I would say every single one of them thought that he should have been walked and thought it was kind of more of those situations to where the game just kind of caught up with LSU a little bit there. But everybody I ran into around the industry today kind of thought that they should have walked Drew Mendoza there, because the fact of the matter is he is Florida State's most dangerous hitter. I know Reese Albert had you know, those two home runs in the opener, but Drew Mendoza is the dude and has been the dude for them the last couple of years. So, in hindsight, you probably should have walked him, because you're looking at a situation where you have, at that point, if you walk him, not only do you have an extra base in case you fall behind in the count, but you also have a force out over at third base. So it's one of those things, like, hey, if Devin Fontenot goes out there and gets a strikeout and LSU scores a run the next inning and wins, like, nobody cares. But because they lost, it's a big deal. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's probably the wrong decision. But, I mean, let's be honest, guys. I mean, when you look at this series, you look at how many guys LSU lost in the series opener. You looked at the little silly mistakes in the game yesterday, base running wise. I mean, you know, I won't blame Watson too much because I think you're just being a little aggressive. But, you know, Gio DiGiacomo getting picked off at third in a situation like that just cannot happen. And so LSU just, I didn't think, played great baseball. They did not do the little things right. And this time of year, if you don't do the little things right, you end up losing.
Kendall, you talk about the base running, and really it was an issue in both games. And Christian and I have gone back and forth on this a little bit. On do you put that blame more on an individual player or more on essentially maybe the mentality of that player who's running the bases that's coming from his coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the thing about it, so Watson, I don't know whose call it was for DiGiacomo to be that far off the bag. I don't know if that was Gio's idea or what. But that was the only one I really look at as kind of like, wow, that was really dumb. Because if you look back at Saul Garza, I mean, it was just one of those deals where he was hauling butt and just happened to skip over the base. So that was just obviously just a silly error. The Watson thing, I think he just, you know, saw a little bit of a wiggle room there to be able to take second, thought he could get it, and wasn't able to do it. So I think one of them was pretty boneheaded. I think the other two were just honestly a little bit of bad luck in a way. I mean, how often does a guy that's running around the bases just accidentally miss the base? And, you know, really the other mistake there on Saul Garza's part was, hey, you don't stop and turn around and start screaming at the other guy to go back. Just keep going, because if you keep going, to me, I don't think Florida State even calls an appeal there. I think they just assume he probably touched second. So in that situation, I would always advise somebody just to keep running and worry about it later and see what happens.
Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com. Kendall, going back to the Mendoza decision, the other thing that I think the reason why you say put him on, I think it's logical to put him on, is he's an upperclassman. Yeah. That freshman behind him, Robbie Martin, has not hit in a situation like that. I know he's a 340 hitter, doesn't strike out that much, but again, I'd rather face a freshman than a junior, than an upperclassman that's been in that situation.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think when you look at the crowd and how rowdy it was, I think you like your chances against a young guy in that situation with Fontenot pumped up, the crowd getting rowdy and things like that. So it's one of those, again, it's one of those tricky hills where if you're Paul, you're probably thinking like now, hey, you know, at the end of the day, we should have walked him. But, you know, you could point to so many things in these games at this juncture of the season as reasons why teams won or lost. And sometimes they're just not very they're not very explainable.
All right, so of the eight teams in Omaha, I know I think North Carolina and Auburn are playing right now, are just wrapped up. Who won that game, do you know?
Yeah, Auburn won big. Auburn won 14-7.
Wow.
So Auburn, you know, after getting walked off last year at Florida, if you remember, actually the ball bounced off the guy's shoulder and went over last year to lose to Florida. They're in Omaha this year. I thought Butch Thompson did a great job considering they didn't even have their number two starter coming into the season. They haven't had him all year. And, you know, Tanner Burns, their ace, has kind of been in and out of the rotation all year. So great job there. And then Arkansas is all over Ole Miss right now. I think it's 7-1 here in the fourth inning. So it's going to be four SEC teams in Omaha no matter what happens. And the SEC was the strongest lead the whole season. We thought it was by significant margin, and the league's proving it right now.
4 out of 8, not bad. But I'm happy for Auburn, especially what happened to them with their play-by-play, the guy getting in a terrible car accident, losing his wife and losing his life as well. Yeah. And the way that they were walked off against LSU in the SEC tournament, I'm pulling for Auburn a little bit. But
that was brutal.
Who do you have winning it all?
Boy, I think I like a lot of these teams, to be honest with you. Like, I love the three SEC teams at the top with Vandy, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. It's really, really hard to kind of separate those three teams. You know, I picked Vanderbilt coming into the season. I just think when you look at their offensive firepower, I feel like their pitching has kind of come on as the season's progressed. So I still lean Vandy, but I'll be really honest with you. I would not be surprised if any of those three SEC teams other than Auburn won it. And the other team I would keep an eye on would be Florida State. I know, you know, people will be a little surprised of that outside of the state of Louisiana. But, you know, I don't know about you guys, but just watching the way that they operated In the series opener and the way they operated last night, I was really impressed. I mean, they hit the ball exactly where they needed to. They in the opener yesterday, you just thought when the box came alive, like 99 out of 100 times, teams crumble in those situations. And man, it was like they were playing with house money or something. So I just think this team is just on a mission. That's just Florida State in a nutshell right now.
Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right.
You got it, fellas. Y'all be good.
Zach and Christian here on Sports Talk on WWL. Coming back for your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.